Does the name Rachel Corrie ring a bell? She was the 23-year-old college student and activist from Olympia, Washington, who in 2004 was crushed by a bulldozer while attempting to defend a home in Gaza from destruction by Israeli forces.
The significance of Rachel is that she was the first American who was killed in this fashion in Palestine, although many Palestinians die in similar fashions on a regular basis.
That's Lois Perlman, who is part of the North Coast Coalition for Palestine Support, as well as an active participant in community theater on the Lower Russian River. She's blending those two passions as the organizer and director of a benefit performance of a one-woman play titled I Am Rachel Corrie, which is drawn almost entirely from the activist's own writings.
Rachel, in addition to being a political activist, was a beautiful writer. She sent many, many, many emails home to her parents while she was in Gaza. She also kept journals, and her writing was compiled and edited and turned into a play called My Name is Rachel Corrie.
Giving voice to those writings will be Santa Rosa actress Bandy Cimino, who says she's been studying more than her lines to prepare for a part she is both eager and anxious to take on.
I was scared and ecstatic at the same time. I felt what an honor to be able to help portray the bravery of this woman. Just so courageous. I had vaguely heard of her, and so I immediately did some research, finding websites just calling her the bravest woman out there. So I just thought, what a challenge, but also such an honor.
Originally created and produced in England in 2008, the play is rarely performed in this country, Perlman says, in part because it is considered by some to be too controversial. For this performance, which happens Sunday afternoon at the Glaser Center in Santa Rosa, she has edited it down to a single act while emphasizing two primary themes.
Rachel Corrie as a human being, and then what's going on in Gaza, as she describes in long detail. Now, I've cut out a lot of that detail because I feel that there's enough left in this 45-minute cutting to make it very clear what was going on without hammering at people. I don't want to hammer at people. I want them just to understand the humanity of the situation, which I think she embodies.
Far from a one-sided diatribe, the play blends Corrie's ideals and commitment with more reflective moments, such as this one, as read by Mandy Cimino.
It's all just a shrug. The difference between ecstasy and misery is just a shrug. And with that enormous shrug, the shrug between being and not being, how could I be a poet? How could I believe in a truth? And I knew back then that the shrug would happen at the end of my life. I knew. And I thought, so who cares? If my whole life is going to amount to one shrug and a shake of the head, who cares if it comes in 80 years or at 8 p.m.? Who cares? Now I know who cares.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.